23rd episode of Marketing Most Podcast. We're joined by Adam Steinberg, co-founder of Place Punch Marketing here in Atlanta. We're going to talk about all things location-based marketing. That includes Foursquare, Gowalla, Facebook Places, and more. We're going to go into exactly what are they, how you can use them, and also what is Gowalla up to? What are they doing that the others aren't right now? All that and more on this episode of Marketing on this Podcast. Hi, I'm Tim Goldman, host of Marketing Elements Podcast, and on today's show, we're going to talk about location-based marketing, and on the show, we have Adam Steinberg, who is the co-founder of Place Punch Marketing here in Atlanta, which specializes in all things location-based marketing, and welcome to the show, Adam.
Thanks, Tim. It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you, and location-based marketing is one of the new, as we call it, in things right now, that it's what I consider sometimes the bright, shiny object for people, kind of like social and other things. They know they want it, but they don't know how to use it. And that's why I'm having you on the show today, because social is the same way. And a lot of the new marketing trends that come out that way, we get clients or we get our companies want to do it, but have no strategy, no idea what it is. They just know it's hot. So, and we're going to have you today explain a little bit about what is location-based marketing and how can it be used to further your marketing goals. So tell us. Well, first right off, because I finally got the iPhone, and we were talking a little before this, that I'm now on the location-based marketing. And when we say location-based marketing, what we're pretty much mentioning is like the Foursquare, the Gowalla, and Facebook Places. I know there's a couple more out there, but those are the main big ones right now.
Yeah, those are the big players out there.
And I've enjoyed doing it because I have friends who always go, "Why do you tell where you are?" I'm like, "Well, it's just fun." There's no real point in it. It's just fun. It's a lot of fun to do for me to do. And the ones I've really enjoyed so far are Foursquare and Facebook Places. Those are the easiest for me to do.
Yeah, it's absolutely. I mean, Facebook Places is, you know, really kind of came into the market a little bit after kind of Foursquare and Gowalla. But I think, you know, you're right. Their approach is to make it just super easy to check in. And that's the one thing they want you to do in that service. They don't want you, you know, worry about badges or points. They just want you to check in and share where you are with your friends.
Yeah, because me, badges, I'm like, whatever. But I have friends who are super obsessed by badges. They have to get them. And when the Super Swarm came out on Foursquare, I had friends who would just go to things just to get the badge. I'm going, you people are not right. But the one that I don't, that has not lived up to my expectations is Gowalla. The main reason for that is, when I go to places, and the prime example was this, the first check-in I did was at a McDonald's, and the McDonald's was not in the Gowalla. And I'm like, really? A McDonald's is not in Gowalla? And that's happened to me at a couple different places. Or it takes two or three times for me to actually check in before it'll finally show up. Mm-hmm. So that one's kind of annoyed me. It's like, you don't know where I am.
Yeah, you'd really think kind of first order of business is building out your expanding kind of places or location database for each of these providers. And I think the challenge, I think, maybe you're seeing there is that, you know, Foursquare in particular has had kind of a community-built places database where their users will go out, and if a place isn't listed, they'll, you know, add the McDonald's or, you know, whichever location they're at if it's not already in Foursquare at that venue. And, you know, the fact that Gowalla just has fewer users than Foursquare or Facebook Places may be one of the main culprits there of why those, you know, venues weren't listed.
Mm-hmm. So, and prime example, I went to a pizza place in Marietta on the square last week, and it took Gowalla like four tries before it finally showed up. So,
oh, wow.
It only Facebook Places right away and Foursquare right away, but oh, well. So those are the ones I like. So let's get in. What exactly, for those of us who are probably lost by now, what is location-based marketing? What does it mean to the average marketer or consumer?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it's a question people are asking a lot today, and it's, you know, actually we're seeing a couple different definitions out there in the market, and I'll talk about kind of the common one, and then I'll talk about our definition that we use internally. So the common kind of definition behind location-based marketing is really, you know, businesses trying to use Foursquare or Facebook Places to drive more check-ins to their business. And so what they'll do is, you know, with Foursquare or these other location-based applications, you'll open up the application on your phone, and you'll see a list of nearby locations. And for instance, if you're at McDonald's, you can check into McDonald's, but you also see that there's a bowling alley down the street or a movie theater up the road as well. And so what businesses have been able to do through these platforms is offer kind of specials or essentially coupons for checking in. So for instance, a restaurant might offer a free appetizer for, you know, checking in for the first time at their venue. And so what that enables those restaurants or stores to do is, you know, to really kind of market to people according to where they are. They're nearby your venue, and so if they offer a special, that is that if you're looking at Foursquare, you'll be likely to go visit that venue because of that special. And ultimately, the business gets more people at their restaurant, you know, not only ordering food, but telling their friends as well that, you know, hey, I'm at this new restaurant trying this food, and they tell their friends on Foursquare and Facebook, which ultimately increases the awareness on those social networks for that restaurant. It's really kind of the common term today is, you know, kind of offering location-based deals.
Yeah.
You know, our definition, Place Punch, includes that, but really we define it as location-based marketing is the ability to target and message your customers with timely, relevant messaging based on where they are now or maybe where they have been in the past. It's the ability to really provide one-to-one marketing based on location-based data.
Cool, yeah. I've noticed that, especially with Facebook's release of Places and their deals now, that they're really focusing on, because if I'm correct of this, I haven't sat down and read too much about it, but I've watched a little of the videos, that you can now target people who are close by to wherever they check in. You can send them deals if they're close by your location. Is that correct with Facebook?
Well, essentially, it's very similar to Foursquare. What they've done is basically, you know, if I'm at my office and I check in, you know, at my office, any of the nearby restaurants, if they're within a certain proximity and show up on my venue list in Facebook, they can offer a special or deal. But it's really kind of myself browsing the venues on Facebook and seeing that deal, as opposed to the actual venue being able to push something directly to me through my, you know, Facebook inbox or my email. That's not available yet.
I'm sure all of them are thinking about it, though, if they're smart. So let's go over the top, probably the top three. And if you could explain a little bit about each one and if you've seen it, which features one has the other doesn't, if that's possible. So like Foursquare, Gowalla, and Places.
Sure. Yeah, I'll start with, you know, Foursquare, which has been, I guess you could say, kind of the champion of the check-in over the last year, 18 months. And really, you know, Foursquare is a great, you know, location-based social networking application that you can download for any, you know, smartphone. And essentially allows you to, you know, check in at certain locations, tell your friends where you are, but also, you know, as you alluded to, earn badges and points. You know, so for instance, if you're the person that checks in most often at your neighborhood pub or restaurant, you can become the mayor of that establishment. And, you know, essentially what you get for that are, you know, A, kind of bragging rights. So people see that, you know, Adam is the mayor of the local pub, and everyone's envious and, you know, wants to be the mayor. But also you can actually earn, you know, as we talked about, specials or discounts or offers for being the mayor as well. So Foursquare has enabled their venues to offer special deals to their mayors of different establishments. So, you know, really Foursquare has done a great job of kind of creating an engaging application that offers a little bit of gameplay, offers the ability really to get deals or offers for your check-ins. But it's kept things, you know, not super simple, but simple enough to engage a mass audience. So they're up to, you know, Foursquare's up to, I know they just crossed 5 million registered users last week. So that's pretty exciting for them and for the kind of check-in market as a whole. So that's Foursquare. The other really kind of early champion of check-ins and location-based social networking was Gowalla, which is based in Texas. And as you alluded to, it's a little bit more of an involving and a little bit different application than Foursquare. You know, Gowalla still offers the same capabilities as far as checking in. They call them spots as opposed to venues. So to check into a spot and tell your friends where you are and hopefully connect with people around those locations. But they also offer gameplay elements more than Foursquare. Really, the idea that you can earn things like passports if you check into certain locations along a, we'll call them a trip or a route. You can earn a passport for checking into certain locations. You can also earn stamps. People can leave items for you around different locations as well. So it's really more of a focus on gaming, I think, in Gowalla as opposed to the other applications. And then finally, there's, you know, Facebook Places, which actually just recently launched. I would say it's a couple months ago, and they just, I think, last month added the opportunity for businesses to add deals to that application as well. And Facebook is Places is a very kind of simplified version of Foursquare and Gowalla. It's really just the ability to, you know, check in, tell my friends where I am, and then also, you know, see where my friends are according to, you know, where they've checked into, as well as, you know, to earn deals for checking in. Definitely. And I think, you know, that's really about it when it comes to Facebook. It's a simple kind of check-in application. I think they did that by design because they just have so many users who, you know, are the range from, you know, early technology adopters to, you know, our moms and dads that they just started using Facebook. So they wanted to keep things simple in order to engage that wide audience.
Definitely. Yeah, and the one thing I think is really cool about Facebook Places is you can tag someone with you. So it's...
Yeah, it's a great point.
It's an interesting thing. It can be good and it could be bad. So...
And I exactly. Like I was at a football game, a college football game, a couple of weeks ago, and you know I checked in and I tagged my family that was there with me, and also my brother was, he's in the band for the college and was, you know, halfway across the stadium, but I checked him into the stadium as well because he was, you know, out playing on the field, but he was definitely there. It's just an interesting way to, you know, kind of build more social engagement around check-ins and places.
Exactly, and a friend of mine learned the hard way, make sure you ask someone before you check them in, because I had one friend who was supposed to be at work and the friend checked them in or somewhere else and it's like, oops.
Yeah, you have to be very careful with that, and Facebook will allow you to adjust that privacy setting as far as if other people can check you in. So,
yeah,
it's a good idea to check that out.
They promptly changed that setting. It's like, yeah, ask, because I've had a couple of people ask me, it's like, oh, we're here, can I check you in with me? I'm like, sure, go right ahead. So it's usually marketing events and whatnot. So let's talk, how can someone in marketing use location-based to either reach their consumers or further their marketing? What's some things they can do in either specifically one of these or any of these that they can do to either find consumers, share information, or just, like I said, accomplish their goals? So,
yeah, I mean, it's, you know, for primarily the audience and businesses using these applications are retailers or restaurants that, you know, really brick and mortar type places that have a need to have more really in-store traffic and visits. The whole idea behind check-ins is, you know, I as a consumer, I'm out exploring my city, out to dinner, out to an event. The idea that, you know, a venue wants me to stop by their restaurant or store as well. So the first thing, you know, obviously we recommend our customers do is, if you haven't started using these applications, is to go out there and understand them. So, A, you know, load them onto your iPhone or BlackBerry, Android, and start checking in, understanding how people check in, what they do when they check in, how you can connect with your friends around where they are, just understand how location-based applications work. But then really the next step is, okay, understand how they work. How can I leverage what people are doing to get them to stop by my store more often? That's where deals come into play. So, you can actually go out there on Facebook and Foursquare and Gowalla, and you can claim your venues. So these services will have your stores or venues listed, and you can go out there and claim your venue and say, this is my venue, I own it. And you go through a process there where they verify that you're the owner of that venue. But then from there is where you can offer one of those deals. So when someone, you know, loads a Foursquare, Facebook, or Gowalla application on their phone, and they see that, you know, hey, I'm at X location, but just down the street, I see that, you know, Y location has a special they're offering for check-ins. You know, I'm more likely to then go visit that place. Okay. So, you know, offering a special is a great way to kind of get started. And then from there, you know, after you've offered that special, then you really have to understand how that's impacting, you know, your traffic, right? So how does that impact my customers, my visits? So we then recommend you know, using some type of analytics tool or measurement tool to just, you know, understand who's visiting, how often they're visiting, are people visiting more often now that I've offered this special, are they just my existing customers taking advantage of this offer and getting discounts, or am I really attracting new customers? So understanding what's really happening is important as well.
Definitely. I think analytics is a good point that a lot of businesses, especially smaller businesses, don't take the time to do. And I work with a lot of small businesses, and they're usually on the later end of technology, unless it's something specifically in their industry. And they're, because of my, one of my clients, I asked them if they had Google Analytics on their website, and they were like, no. And I'm going, oh, Lord. So, yeah, I think that's one thing they need to keep track of, because I think a lot of small businesses will do something but won't know how it really affects their business. And I think that's important. You got to keep track of it. So if it is working, you can keep doing it. If it's not, don't do it. But that's my little soapbox for the day.
Precisely. Yeah, and you even have, you know, the key there is, like you said, measure it. If it isn't working, you know, you can even go in and change your offers on these services. So you can test multiple offers and see which one's really worth the best.
Definitely. Yeah, they're, I found them to be a lot of fun. I love checking in because I do it and friends go, what are you doing? Because I have friends who aren't in marketing. I'm like, I'm checking in. They're like, why? I'm like, because I want to. So I've enjoyed doing it. And it's a lot of fun. And just really, really, it's a good way to pass the time. And two, I tell friends, they're like, well, why do you want to tell everyone where you're at? I'm like, well, it's not necessarily telling everyone where you're at. But if someone's nearby and they're on the same service or they're on Facebook or Twitter, they can see, oh, Tim's here. Let's go over here. So
yeah,
I think
exactly.
That's a part that I think a lot of people don't get. It's not just telling the world where you are, but it's telling your friends where you are so they, if they're in the area, they can meet up with you.
Right, right. And it's, what's really exciting is that, you know, that's become much more possible now that, you know, the market for the amount of people using these services has grown, especially with Facebook offering a product now. And so there's, you know, before when there was, you know, maybe 10,000 people in Atlanta using the service, it was tougher to do. But now we have the ability for everyone to check in, and so everyone can see, you know, kind of where you are through Facebook or Foursquare, and there's, you know, much more likely to be people nearby that you can connect with.
Definitely. And I think that's, like I said, that's a point that a lot of people don't get, but I think it'll change more and more as more people get involved, like you said. And then one thing that happened this past week, I don't know if you can explain it a little bit, is Gowalla integrating with Foursquare. I read that.
Yeah, exactly, week. Exactly.
So what exactly are they doing?
So what they've done is basically enable you, when you use Gowalla, you know, if you have other Foursquare Facebook accounts, they can now, when you check in on Gowalla, check you into that same venue on Foursquare, check you into that same venue on Facebook. So the idea that from Gowalla, I can check into all these services kind of from one application on my phone. And basically what they're doing is, you know, they're basically commoditizing the check-in. So the check-in is now becoming a component that everyone has, and everyone, they think everyone will be checking in, and they don't care whether you do that on through Facebook's APIs and their service, or through Foursquare's service, or through Gowalla's. You know, they just want you to use their application. So their goal is to deliver a more compelling experience around that check-in. So they're saying, hey, okay, if you're using Foursquare, great, you can still check in with Foursquare, but come try our application. See the other gaming elements we have. See the guides to the cities that we're developing that help you discover new restaurants and places to visit. Certainly trying to build a more engaging experience around the check-in.
That's a good idea, actually.
It's a really interesting play. You know, I think, you know, we will be moving to that market where check-ins are just everywhere, and it's what else do you do besides check-ins?
Yeah, definitely, because I saw it a little bit. I read about it, but I didn't read the article last week and this week. And I was like, okay, if you can check in on one, that'll save me a lot of time. So I may have to look at Gowalla again then.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. I mean, if anything, it's an interesting way to look at, you know, check-in apps.
Definitely. Okay, Gowalla, you're getting a second chance. So what do you see some of the future of location-based marketing? Where do you see it going in the next year or so?
Yeah, for, you know, for marketers, I think it's really, the next year is all about leveraging all the data that's produced by these location-based services. And how do you use check-ins to understand your customers better, to deliver more timely and relevant offers based on where they are, or, you know, what their habits are as far as going out to eat or visiting stores or shopping. So really, I think it's, how do you take check-ins, really understand that data, and, you know, integrate that data with your email marketing programs, with your coupon programs, with your SMS programs, even with your, maybe even your website. So that's really what the future holds for location-based marketing.
Yeah, I think with everything happening so fast, especially in the mobile market, the next 2 years or so are going to be pretty interesting.
Right, right, exactly. And then there's the idea that, you know, 2011 will be the year that really most people switch over from using flip phones or feature phones to using smartphones that are internet and GPS enabled, so that anyone pretty much in the U.S. will have access to a smartphone and will be able to use a check-in service.
Yeah, it changes your life, because I've had friends who say, since I've got my iPhone, it's like, you'll wonder how you live without it. And then in the first week, it was like, what did I do before this wonderful invention? I don't know. So now I can do everything on the go, and I don't even have to take my computer. So,
yep, always on.
And I'm very happy. And friends of mine are like, put it down. I'm like, nope, it's with me everywhere I go. Because my other phone, I would lose it for a day, and it's like, yeah, it's here somewhere. This one, I lose it for like 5 seconds. It's like, where's my phone? Where is it? So, yeah, so it's, I have it loaded up with everything you can imagine. So,
yeah, it is. And it really, you know, it's, these phones almost become an extension of kind of who you are, and you don't feel comfortable, you know, if you don't have your phone with you or know where it is. So, I know a lot of people that feel that same way.
Yeah, now, because there was a study a while back saying smartphone users never have their phone more than 3 feet away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the 3 feet away is usually at night when it's charging.
Right, right.
And I'm like, I can see that now, because mine is like right here. It's either in my pocket, right next to my computer, or right next to me on the table. It's like, okay. But yeah, it's a life, I told friends, it's a life changer. So I'm very happy. So I guess that'll wrap it up today. And I want to thank you for coming on talking about location. We'll probably have you back on soon to talk about it some more and more develops. It's like social and all new marketing. As soon as you learn something, they'll change it. They'll come out with something new, and you have to keep on top of it, because if not, you'll fall way, way behind. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanks, Tim. I appreciate the opportunity to join you today. And if anyone wants to check out PlacePunch, they can go to placepunch.com, and we have a few kind of learning resources, presentations, and blog posts that talk more about location-based marketing and how marketers can get started with it.
Definitely go check it out. I heard him speak here in Atlanta for an AMA, was it Marketing Technology Education Series, back about a month ago, October, so about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very good. So
yeah,
go check out Place Punch, and I want to thank you again for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. I enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to Marketing Elements Podcast. You can reach me at tim@marketingelementsblog.com. You can find us on the web at marketingelementsblog.com. Look for us on Facebook or find us on Ning. It's marketingelements.ning.com. Thanks again, and we'll have another podcast out to you very soon. Mm-hmm.